Hello and welcome to Cloud9 Radio. I'm Levi Brown.
And I'm Marlon Ann.
And today we have Lauren Ferensky as our guest.
Hi, guys.
And, we're going to kick off Cloud9 today. Fun fact, classes were canceled today.
Not mine.
Well, the
9:15 one. And I'm also sick, so I am very sorry for anyone listening to my sickness. I feel completely fine. I'm just a little under the weather, I guess. I'll be good in like 2 days, hopefully. Okay, so Lauren, how long have you been ice skating?
I've been ice skating for 5 years now. I skated when I was little, but that doesn't really count. I started skating again because my cousin had a birthday party at an ice rink, and I could not stand up. I could not stop, and it just made me so mad. For a year after that, I begged my mom to get me into ice skating lessons again, and that's how it all started over.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, no, I was so bad when I couldn't stand up.
Wait, why did you quit when you were younger?
My coach was, like, really, really mean, and I told my mom that she abused me, but it was really, like, if I wasn't skating fast enough, she'd, like, tap me on the butt, and I hated it. So I was just, like, done with it, and she couldn't find another coach for me that was, like, reasonably priced since it's so expensive.
Yeah. So. Yeah, don't you have to buy, like, all the clothing and everything?
Yeah, everything's independent. So, like, my lessons cost me $60 an hour. Ice time is $14 an hour. The dresses can go, like, the cheapest dress I have is $200.
Like, being on the ice, you had to pay for, obviously, but.
Yeah, you have to pay for ice time. Because, like, the Figure Skating Academy buys out the ice, so that's, like, $1,000 per hour or something, like, or some crazy amount, not totally sure. So they have to, like, find a way to pay for it. So since I'm a full-time coach now, I get to pay $100 a month, and I can skate as much as I want, and I don't have to pay coach's commission, which is really nice. Just took forever to get to that point.
Now, where do you coach at?
The RMU Ice Rink.
Okay.
Neville Allen, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, we went there for Bobby Mania, and I was trying to figure out, I was like, wait, what is it called? Neville Allen? Or
cause it's some Robert Morris Island Sports Center, and then it's on Neville Island.
Okay. So. Yeah, just wanted to know. Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just wanted to know, because, like, I remember hearing it back then. It was like, oh, yeah, it's Neville Allen. I'm like, wait. But I thought the name of the, you know, sports facility was under our name and stuff.
It's
a lot of stuff.
It was originally family owned. So, like, I guess there was, like, a mom and a dad, and their daughter skated. So they built the facility for her to skate. And then after she quit skating, RMU bought it.
Wow, I didn't even.
That's cool.
Yeah. You learn something new every day. Honestly, I
wish
didn't know
my
that.
Parents would build me an ice rink.
Those are nice parents. You know, I was so, like, in the beginning of the year, like, last semester, I'm a freshman. I think all of us are.
Yeah.
Levi's definitely a freshman. but I was so confused whenever. Do you remember they had that night where you could go there?
Yeah, you could go to the bowling alley or the ice rink.
Yeah, I was so confused on how to get there. I didn't go.
Really?
Yeah.
I decided to go because that's the only thing I was good at.
Didn't they have you had to decide which one you wanted to go to.
Well, I was confused where the ice skating place was.
Oh, okay.
Because people were talking about it, and I was like,
my bad.
I was so confused about it.
Yeah, for me, it's really close to home because I live in Corey, so it's like right across the bridge.
For those
so
of
really
you
nice.
Listening that don't know what Corey is, it's Coryopolis.
Sorry.
It's slang if you're, you know, from around Coryopolis or the area.
Yeah,
but,
down the hill. Little old Coryopolis.
I'm from Lebanon, so it's literally like.
I've competed there a couple times.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
At the ice skating rink?
Yeah, they have a really small one.
Yeah, it's really small. I used to go there with my friend. She played hockey in high school.
Mm-hmm.
She was on the guys' team. She was the goalie. And we would always go, like, Friday nights because there was nothing to do.
Yeah.
And so we would just go and, like, ice skate, and she'd be so good. And I'd just be, like, falling down, like, trying to be okay. And she, like, would, like, grab my hands, and she'd go so fast.
I used to push my friends around because they, like, didn't know how to skate. They couldn't even pick up their feet, so I'd just, like, shuffle them.
I've never won ice skating until I got here to Robert Morris, but I knew how to, you know, regular roller skate and everything. You guys know Romp and Roll, right?
Yeah.
Mar, do you know Romp and Roll? You don't know Romp and Roll?
No.
Oh.
Fun fact, I'm actually terrible at roller skating.
I'm horrible at ice skating, but good at roller skating. So
it evens out.
Yeah. I was going to say, for my first time getting on the ice, though, I didn't fall. I, f- fell a couple times, maybe five.
He's like, I don't fall. I didn't fall, but I except fell a for couple five times. I did. Yeah.
My goal was to not fall when I'm doing either. And like it happens, like you lose your balance, like you're just sitting there, you know, scrambling your feet.
We tell the tots to freeze their feet and touch their knees.
That's what you need to do, Levi.
I'll do it while ice skating. I definitely can do it roller skating, so I'll try it ice skating next time I go.
You know, isn't it? It's free, I think, for all the new students to, skate.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I know skate rental, I think renting skates is like $4. So I don't know how that works for students.
You know, I went there a couple weeks ago, and it was free, like completely free, which is really nice. Just actually, I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. I haven't been ice skating for years.
I haven't been ice skating since Bobby Mania.
I've been ice skating for like 3 hours.
Didn't you say you had to go back?
Yeah, so like I'll have 6 a.m. lessons and then I'll have class at 9:45 and then right after class I go back to the rink till like 8, 9 o'clock at night. Sometimes it's insane.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's rewarding though.
Feel accomplished.
Yeah.
That's good.
So, Lauren, what made you, I know you explained it in the last question, but what made you want to start, you know, legit
ice skating? Ice skating,
yeah.
Well, it was like the sense of like accomplishment for me, because after I had my first lesson, I was so bad. I was all over the place. My coach thought I was going to kill myself. So after that, it was just like, I want to keep going so I can do it. And like even now, when I'm working on my doubles, I will not get off the ice until I've landed one double, even if it's like cheated or anything like that. So like if I keep falling, I keep doing it until I land it, and then I'll leave it alone.
Question: is a double when you
two rotations?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking of something complete. I was thinking of that, but I was thinking of like jumping and then.
Yeah.
Like,
no, it's you jump up and you do two rotations in the air and then you land.
Oh, okay. So I was right. Okay.
Yeah, double jump.
Did you get any scholarships from IMU?
No, that's totally independent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all out of pocket. So it's like everything I make coaching, I could pretty much spend on myself skating.
Yeah.
So it like evens itself out. But my mom's nice enough to pay for all that for me. So, Mom, thank you, because I know you're probably listening.
Thanks, Mom. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Words, Levi.
Mom's rule. I'm just thinking right now. Mom's rule. My mom's probably listening to. Thank you, Mom, for listening. But
where would we be without you guys? Not at college. Definitely wouldn't be here right now.
Nah, I would say.
I think you're forced into it.
It's been a journey. It's been quite a journey, I must say. From pre-K all the way to freshman in college, it's been a journey.
How'd we do it?
Levi's sob story.
I'm crying.
Okay, right. Don't cry. That'd be so awkward.
On radio.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to do.
Just continue on, act like I'm not.
Just talk to Lauren and like leave you over there.
Yeah, I'm turn my back to you guys. But yeah, about the double rotation thing, I wanted to ask, because I was like, I think it's what it is. You know, you think it's something, but you're not sure. So
do you want to know about the different types of jumps?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Teach us. So there's 6 jumps, 7 if you include waltz jumps. So you start off learning your waltz jump, which is forward. You jump off forwards and land backwards, nice and easy, half rotation. And then you go up to your sow cow, which is an edge jump. So you take off of your inside edge, which like outside edges are on the outside of your body, inside edges are on the inside of your body, to make it super simple. So then after sow cow, you do toe loop, which is a toe jump. So you use your toe pick and you jump off that. And you have to like pivot forward and then jump up and over. Sow cow and toe loop are pretty much fancy waltz jumps is what I call them, because you just add a little entrance into it and then you do a standard waltz jump. And then you go up into your full rotation jumps, which is loop jump and flip jump, which is loop is an edge jump and flip jump is a toe jump. So you're taking off your toe and you're taking off your edge. And then you also have your LUTs, which is, if you've ever watched skating, it's like whenever they take the super long edge all the way to the corner and then do their jump. But that's actually a toe jump.
I've seen that one on during the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, those are fun. They're really hard to pull off, though. All of them are.
I'd say, speaking of the Olympics, I know the summer one is coming up this year. And aren't the winter ones usually 2 years after?
Yeah, okay. They're all 2 years apart.
OK. Gotcha. I just wanted to make sure, because I knew, you know, the Summer Olympics are every 4 years, 2016, 2020. And the Winter Olympics, I remember watching the ones in Vancouver. It was Sochi.
Yeah.
The last one was in Sochi. The one before that was in Vancouver, correct?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And the Sochi one with that crazy flexible skater, Yula, the Russians.
Those Russians.
And do you follow any of the people that are on the Olympic teams?
I do watch skating sometimes. It's one of those things, like, I don't like watching men's skating only because, like, I feel like women's is more artistic and, like, softer. And the guys are doing, like, quad jumps where there's four rotations, and it just makes me so mad because I'm never going to be able to do that.
What about what about doubles when there's – because they have that still.
Well, the Olympic skaters mostly don't do doubles. They're mostly working on their triples. The only double you'll see would be their double axel, which is – 2.5 rotations instead of 3, so they're doing all their triple jumps, and then they have the 2.5 rotation jump.
My bad, I put that wrong. I meant to say like a team, not a team, but you know.
Oh,
like,
no. Or is no, that? There's the only time that they do have teams is like during the Olympics. So it's like Team USA, Team Russia, whatever.
I'm sorry, Lauren.
What are you asking?
I'm trying to say like a man and a woman, you know, a team, like
like a dance team. So there's ice dancing, and then there's also pair skating.
Okay.
So ice dancing is, like, no jumps, no spins. Then the pair skating is, like, lifts, jumps, and spins, and sing.
Okay.
But no, I don't follow any of those.
I got you.
You mean it so confusingly bad.
I did. I'm sorry. I was like, wait, I'm trying to ask her. Because I was like, wait, that doesn't sound like what I'm thinking. So I just wanted to ask again.
That's pulling a Levi. FYI.
Yeah, hashtag.
Because it's whenever something comes out of your mouth and it doesn't sound right and isn't right at all, that's Levi.
That happens to me a lot, so.
That's pulling Levi.
I'm not the only one, but we're going to name it after me, so.
I never mess up, Levi. What are you talking
ever.
About?
Ever. She never messes ever. Up.
All caps. Exclamation
yeah.
point.
Yeah. E-B-E-O. Yeah, I spelled that right.
Okay. We're all sitting here like, uh-huh. Is that how you spell that?
Are you sure?
Just making sure. I don't know. I'm not a good speller, so that could have easily went very bad. Could have been the wrong direction, then I would have been pulling Levi. So.
Have you ever, speaking of spelling, have you ever done that? Like, maybe just spell out your name on the ice with the skates? I don't know. It's a random question, but I was like, because I can see.
Yeah, some, that's very odd question.
But for field moves, we have to do, like, all kinds of turns and stuff like that. Like, 3 turns, which is just forwards to backwards on 1 foot, and it leaves a lot of markings in the ice, and like our coaches will always check our markings to make sure we were on the right edges, and they'll yell at you about it. And
that's weird. That is like certain edges.
Yeah you can really tell on the ice. Every time my coach tells me I was on the wrong edge, I don't believe her, and then she's like, don't tell me I'm wrong, like, don't give me attitude. And I'm like, but I was doing it right.
Yeah, whenever I played softball in high school, if you would say to a coach, I know, they would get mad.
Well, like, she'll be like, you did this wrong. And I'm like, really? Because, like, I'll really, really, really think about it so I don't do it wrong. And I still do it wrong anyway, so I just don't believe her. I'm like, dang, how did I do that wrong?
You're always right, no matter what.
Yeah, no, I'm never right.
So since you're also on the ice crew, what do you like most about being a part of the ice crew?
The fact that we were able to expand our team a lot this year, and like I was able to make more girlfriends because I don't have a lot right now, so I hang out with guys a lot because my dad raised me like in the garage, so I just get along better with guys. So it's really cool that like I have a lot more girlfriends that I can talk to and like kind of relate to more, and they taught me how to do like makeup since I'm not that great at it.
It's okay. I woke up today and I like fell back asleep. I just didn't want to do anything.
I spend like 5 minutes in the morning getting ready, and then
I just put this on before I came. Like my makeup and everything, I just put on.
Yeah, before I came here, I got home from the rink and I was like, do I have to put makeup on? I'm like, probably, because I know Levi's going to take a photo, so I should look nice.
Social media updates, people.
Yeah.
Gotta look nice for all the RMU people.
You know, I normally put eyeliner on, but I just wasn't having it.
I tried to, and then it ended up all over my face.
Do you use liquid?
Taking it off. I use the Kat Von D tattoo liner. I really like it. But
I know her.
It only works sometimes, so.
I know her.
I forget what kind mine is. Almang, maybe? I forget. But I use the liquid eyeliner. Yeah. It takes forever to do.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It makes me look older. That's mm-hmm. how, I don't know. I like it. Yeah. I think
Ice Crew is like, we have like our dress codes. You have to have like straight hair or curly hair, not natural. And then you have to have red lips and like nice makeup. I'm like, guys, I don't know how to do makeup. So I just walk in and be like, do my face. And they would.
That's nice. It's good that they help you with that.
Yeah. I just tell them what to do.
I would say that was definitely a girl talk for a second. I was just, you saw me just like looking. I'm like, I'm talking about makeup. I'm just going to sit here.
Some guys wear makeup too.
I've seen it.
Yeah, Levi.
Yeah.
I've seen guys
with freshen makeup. Yourself up a little for us.
Gee, I'll get that
mask. Do you have any red lipstick on you right now?
No.
I would put
that on. No.
It's in my car.
Oh, you should have bought it.
I should have. We could have had a, instead of interview Lauren, do Levi's makeup.
No,
that would be fun. We could say everything that, like, his gestures and his, what he's doing.
Some YouTube personalities, sometimes they have, like, if they have a wife or a girlfriend or so, they'll have, like, some little, it's a vlog.
Yeah.
Video blog. They'll, like, do my boyfriend's makeup.
Yeah, my boyfriend did my makeup. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
I've seen those tags.
I've always seen it on, like, the homepage of YouTube sometimes. And I'm just like, this is funny. This is funny. Seeing, like, the guy in BuzzFeed. I know BuzzFeed did a couple, too.
I love BuzzFeed.
They always, like, do some crazy experiment. Like, guys trying I saw one, like, Victoria's Secret something. It's weird. BuzzFeed, they're good, though.
Yeah, I try to do my boyfriend's mascara all the time, but he won't let me, so.
So, why did you start ice skating?
You already asked me that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was pointing to the other question, Levi.
So, how did you find out about the RMU Ice Crew?
So, my friend Christiana, actually, her and Anastasia founded it. So, they needed more girls, and since we skate together, they were kind of like, oh, you're pretty, you know, you want to join? And I was like, sure. And then this year, me and T are actually running it, so I've been, like, super involved, and it takes up a lot of time, believe it or not. But it's good. It keeps me busier, and it gives me something to do on Friday and Saturday nights. So.
Yeah, do you have practices?
No, it's kind of like we tell the girls what to do, and then first time out, just don't screw up.
Oh.
Well, that's nice.
Last year, last game of the season, I was shoveling players' benches, and someone said something to me, and I lost concentration for like 2 seconds. And I fell, and, like, it was standing room only during this game. And I fall all the time skating, so, you know, I didn't really care. I got up laughing, and then I looked up and realized, like, everyone in the stand saw, and everyone was laughing at me. And I was just like, oh, my goodness. So I picked my shovel back up and met the long goal girl, and she's like, what happened? I just saw, like, your shovel fly, and then you, like, Superman across the ice. And I was like, I don't know what happened. And then I looked down, and, like, my whole knee's bloody. I'm soaking wet, and I'm like, wow, that's a good one. And if anyone did get that on video last year, please send that to me because I want to see it so bad.
What grade are you in? You're a freshman, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, second semester freshman. I commute, so no one really.
Oh, okay.
Have you thought about living on campus for next year?
I'd like to, but it's super expensive. So, and yeah. I like my
that
bed
is true.
And my dog. I think she'd be mad if I left her.
You could always just sneak in. We won't tell anyone.
I take her to parties.
Shh, it's a secret. It's a secret. But, yeah, campus is definitely expensive. Right now I'm looking for scholarships myself.
Yeah.
I just put in one for $1,500, so hopefully I get it. And they're giving out 20 of them, too.
Good luck.
Yeah, hopefully.
And, like, for me it's pointless because I live literally, like, right down the hill. I live 10, 15 minutes away. So.
Yeah, that's not bad. Like, I live 30 minutes away. But even that distance, it's kind of tough.
I know one girl who commutes, and she lives, like, an hour away. I could not imagine that.
I wouldn't do that.
If it's an hour, no. Because just imagine if there's traffic, snow, like, the weather. I could see some people that live in a – I know some people that commute or not commute. They live here, but they live on campus. Or they live close by. I am tongue-tied, guys. Sorry about that. They are residents, but they live in either Moon, Coriopolis, or, you know, around the Crescent.
I don't see the point in wasting your money if you're that close.
They want to get the college experience, like, you know.
I'm getting a perfectly fine college experience.
Yeah, because you meet people, you hang out with friends, and you, like, do stuff with them on the weekends.
My best friends live right down the street from me, so I just stay at their house.
Yeah, exactly. Then you could just stay with them. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It's just you don't have, like, a bed. That's, like, the only thing.
Yeah.
Or a room with a roommate.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I'd feel living with someone else. So.
Really?
Especially in, like, the freshman dorms, because it's, like, three beds in one room. You don't even have your own toilet.
Yeah.
I would not be okay with a community bathroom.
I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, it has been.
Stories.
Yeah, I mean, it has been at some points, but at least in my dorm, it's not that bad.
I think they played the prank. I don't know what dorm hall it was. It was early in their school year. I think it was either Gallatin, otherwise known as G-Block.
G-Block. I have a couple friends in G-Block.
It was either G-Block or Adams or it was one of the lower ones. And they had put the bed in the shower, and it was on Snap. I was like, you guys are so cruel. Like, why would you do that?
That's so funny.
That's why I'm glad I live in Yorktown where nobody can do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's fun living on campus. Well, not campus, but it's fun being a resident on campus.
Yeah.
If I could commute, I'd definitely give it a shot, you know, just to save some bucks.
But. See, I don't know. Even being 30 minutes away, I still think it would be difficult.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to drive that much. Because me, like, my classes start at 9:45. I get out of bed at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and just think about how much time you'd actually have to think, like, Monday through Friday,
yeah,
like, the driving schedules of, like, everyone else. Yeah. I mean, I guess the gas would kind of correlate with how much money you have to spend dorming. So that doesn't really matter, but it's, like, you're spending a lot of time in a car.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't like doing that. And it's, like, I mean, I go home on the weekends sometimes. So, like, I already know kind of what that feels like because I normally come back on Mondays, sometimes Sundays.
Yeah.
So I can, I mean, it's just weird, like.
But, like, especially for me living on campus, like, I go to school full-time and then I'm working at the ice rink full-time coaching and then I just picked up a part-time job as a bartender. So it's, like, I'm never home anyway. So there'd be no point in me living
on
campus.
Yeah, you just go and, like, sleep.
Literally probably just sleep there.
Yeah. Okay, so the last question is that what are your accomplishments on the ice? It can include anything from when you're, like, 2 to now.
Well, my first competition, I got a gold medal when I was, like, 2, so that was pretty cool. That'd be the first accomplishment. And then after that, it's just, like, every week it's a different one. So when I first started skating, it was, like, being able to do a forward crossover. And then after that, it was, like, being able to skate backwards without falling and hitting my head because I've done that a couple times. And then, like, landing your first jump, not traveling on your first spin. For me, my biggest accomplishment was definitely when I landed my axel, which is 1.5 rotations. It's, like, your first step towards double jumps. That probably took me, like, a year to land. And then after that, it was, like, when I started working on my doubles, it was, like, one after another. I just kept landing them, and then you plateau and you lose everything. But right now I'm working towards consistent double jumps. And, like, after I hit that part, then I don't know what I'm going to go for. I don't know if I want to work on triples or anything like that yet. So.
That's good every week to have something different to do. Yeah.
My biggest goal is normally, like, don't crush myself. So, like, don't get a concussion or.
Yeah.
Break a bone.
I broke my thumb playing softball.
I actually last year in December, right before Christmas, I got foot surgery because of skating on both of my feet. So coming back from that was, like, difficult for me because I was so used to pain when I was landing my jumps that I would just fall even though it didn't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
And I had, like, 2 or 3 months off, and I got to the point where, like, my feet were still swollen, but I wanted to skate so bad. I just, like, shoved my foot in my skates anyway, and I got out there. And when I got out there, I couldn't even, like, stand up. I was falling all over the place. I was making such a joke of myself, but I was just having so much fun because I could skate again.
That's good.
I broke my left arm playing kickball in first grade.
I've never broken a bone.
I was, like, I told myself, too, because my mom was talking to me about, you know, broken. I was like, wait, what's wrong? And, like, she said bones were broken. Like, she was talking about a family member or something. And I was like, I'm never going to break a bone. First grade, kickball, I tripped over my leg while I was running, or my foot. It was something. It was really stupid. And I broke my left arm. I just fell directly on it, on the concrete. I got up and I couldn't do nothing. So I just, like, sat there just like this, walking around with my arm. And then a teacher just saw me. She's like, what's wrong? I was like, I broke my arm. I couldn't move.
Like, she, just casual. My arm's broken.
I remember that day, too. Like, when I went to the hospital, he was like, all right, I'm going to try to move it. I just scream as soon as he, like, tries to move because I was in so much pain.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never forget that. He was like, I'm just going to move it. Scream. Just
I'm just, like, waiting for it to happen. I feel like it's, like, me breaking my ankle or something. It's just going to happen.
That was Levi knocking on wood. The table is made of wood. Okay.
Let's hope it doesn't happen.
I've actually only, in the 5 years I've been skating, I've only had one concussion, and that happened, like, a couple months ago, so.
Are you cleared now?
I never actually saw a doctor. It was just, like, I hit my head, and then a couple days I was dizzy. So
you definitely had one?
Yeah, I just didn't skate for, like, 3 weeks.
You just diagnosed yourself.
Well, it was right before I went on a cruise, so it was, like, cruise was my recovery.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. That was a nice time.
It was wonderful.
Why am I saying it's a nice time? I was saying it's a nice time for Lauren. I'm just sitting there like, yeah, it was a nice time.
You're living through my photos.
That's pulling a Levi. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Going down, I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance, let's make a night, you won't remember, I'll be the one, you won't forget.
Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going down. Swing your partner round and round, end of the night is going down. One more shot, another round, end of the night is going
it's
down.
Going down. I'm yelling timber, you better move, you better dance. Let's make a night, you won't remember.
Hi, we are back, and now we're going to play a game with Lauren. It's about hockey, since she ice skates. And so what it is we're going to tell her team, and she has to tell us the color of the team colors, I guess you would say. So Levi is going to start it off. Levi, don't pull Levi.
All right, well, the first team is the Penguins.
Black and gold, obviously.
Okay, yeah, if you didn't get that.
Let's say, you know, if you get this wrong, you're not from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, you're not.
Pittsburgh, I go to Fens games all the time. I love watching them.
I like watching, like, actually being there. Like, physically being
and
there.
And every time I go, it never fails that the fight is right in front of me. So, best part of hockey.
I've never been to a hockey game, but if I do
what's
go
wrong for, with you?
For my first hockey game, I do want to see a hockey fight, just like gloves down and they're just fighting.
It's insane.
With the helmets off.
Like they just throw
the
everything.
The energy in the crowd. It's just like that's what everyone lives for.
So yeah, fight. Come on. And I think another part of hockey, there's this compilation on YouTube of like hockey injuries. Yeah. I remember Sidney Crosby. I'm sorry, Mara, if you're a little bit cringing right
now. Oh, gosh. Okay.
Sidney Crosby with his teeth. I don't know if anybody remembers.
I don't, but I'm just waiting like for it.
I think a couple games ago, I think it was like Letang. He got nailed in the face with a puck from Crosby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't they have anything to cover their teeth?
They have mouth guards, like, in their mouth. And then the goalies have the chin guards, but other than
nothing
that, no.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I saw today before I came here? I saw that Ben Roethlisberger was traded. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's
what
I saw.
I think it's I saw that, too. I think it's false. It's one of those little prank news sites for Facebook.
I don't follow football.
I doubt it.
Yeah. No, I just saw that because of, like, the Penguins and Steelers and everything.
If the Steelers traded Roethlisberger, I would have got an update from USA Today on the sports
section. Yeah, I don't see that happening ever.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because I was like, I looked at, that's like the equivalent of the Pirates trading, like, Andrew McCutcheon.
Yeah.
That's like, not going to happen.
Crosby, yeah. Yeah.
If Roethlisberger goes, then I'm done watching football.
Exactly, yeah. Like, if the Pirates didn't have Andrew McCutcheon, no one would watch.
If the
Penguins lost, he's also no
fielder. If the, if the Penguins lost Crosby, Letang, Malkin, even though I don't watch hockey, you know, a lot, I
probably would. You know who they are.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know the names.
Pittsburgh,
yeah,
the big names. Heads of the teams, yeah. Crosby's cute. He's super tall, but he's so attractive.
Fun fact, I actually had a... What's his name? Lemieux. Mario Lemieux. I had Mario Lemieux's brother walk through my line at Giant Eagle one day.
My cousin, he used to go to the Lemieux hockey camp, so he's, like, met him before and, like, met his sons.
I think his wife, not Mario Lemieux's wife, but his brother's wife, I think she teaches around here. That's what someone had told me. So,
yeah. I never heard of that. I don't know.
At our rink, we have Elena. She's one of our coaches. She actually won the Olympics. For ice dancing, I think it was, or pair skating, I'm not sure.
Oh, wow.
Like the gold?
We have like an Olympic gold medalist coaching on our rink, which is really cool. That's another great thing about skating. Like after the Olympics, I was able to actually work with Ashley Wagner, who was the bronze medalist for Team USA. And that was like a really cool experience. So like skating, you can meet like skating celebrities.
Yeah, even if they don't win gold.
Yeah.
It's still pretty cool.
Yeah, and the fact that they've gone there.
Yeah, and they've seen it.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah. Just the fact that you would be, like, offered that opportunity to be on a team.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. I haven't been skating long enough for that to happen to me, but
it's so amazing.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the kid that, like, I taught and taught classes to go off to the Olympics, and one day I'm going to be like, I taught you the basis of skating. Like, you wouldn't be here without me.
So give me your gold.
It's like he's like, I like to thank my coach.
Thank you, Robert Morris, for your awesome Learn to Skate program.
All right, so the next team is the Flyers.
They're, like, orange, right? Orange and white.
Yeah, orange, black, and white, yeah.
Yeah. I had just a black and orange. I just looked these up on the internet like yesterday.
There's someone in Gallatin I know where he's from Maryland, but he likes the Flyers a lot. So he has this like long Flyers coat, then his Flyers hat.
Yeah,
everything is Flyers.
We have a regular down the bar who's from Philly, and he's like all proud of it, and everyone always picks on him, and I'm like, oh, you're cool, whatever. Just don't wear your Flyers jersey around me.
My intro to journalism class last semester, Dr. Moretti, I hope he's listening. He's upstairs right now. But there was this kid from Philly, and he would always just pick on him because Dr. Moretti's from Cali, but, you know, bleeds Pittsburgh now.
Yeah.
And he would always just mess with the kid from Philadelphia. He was like, oh, you're from Philly, huh? What, do you think you're better than us?
Of course. Ooh, sorry. That's my headphones.
So the next team are the Maple Leafs.
Red and white. Toronto Maple Leafs, right? Red?
I don't think they wear red. I don't think. I know they wear white.
Yeah.
White and what other color?
You said the other color last time.
Black?
No. Oh, sorry. No, you didn't. I lied.
No, it's blue. It's white and
blue. I just pulled a Levi. It's white and blue. Maybe there is a little bit of red in it.
I'm not sure. It's either the Maple Leafs or the Blue Jays. I know the Blue Jays.
I swear it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. I looked this up, guys. Come on. I know about this. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah.
I should probably fact check these games before I even do them. Probably would be a good idea.
Source them.
Yeah.
Cite your work. APA format, guys.
I think I got it on Wikipedia anyway, so it's fine.
There's this picture. Sorry to cut you off, Mara.
No, go ahead.
There's this picture. It's like I always cite my sources, and it's like it's the Incredible Hulk, but it says the Credible Hulk. Like, give credit to your sources.
I love puns.
That's so funny. Kind of. I don't know, Levi.
I mean, I get it.
Is it really that funny?
A little. Like, when I saw it, I was like, just go scroll down. Just keep on looking.
I could see Levi doing that.
Yeah, he probably thought it was hilarious. Like, ha-ha. Like, on the floor crying.
Ruffle.
He would do that, Levi.
Probably. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, I know there's another question. We're talking. It's a discussion.
Enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
This reminds me of Deadpool. Breaking
I haven't seen that movie yet.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Deadpool?
No.
Really?
I don't watch that many movies.
I was supposed to go see it Sunday, but...
I heard of it, but go
because I was limping around because I, like, broke my knee at skating. I wasn't even skating. I was just coaching, and I fell. Shows how good of a coach I am. Just tripped. So,
good job, Lynn.
We ended up staying in.
My neighbor in my dorm, he saw it. He's not... I told him don't spoil it, so he's not going...
Like, I heard it's like really good.
It had a good reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. My film teacher, I hope he's listening. He said it had like a perfect review on Rotten Tomatoes.
I want to see Zoolander 2.
I think I just want to see Deadpool right now.
I want to see both.
What is, I heard of Zoolander. I don't know what it is. I'm sorry if
oh my God,
I've
no
heard
way.
Of it. I've never seen it though. Don't.
What? You go on Netflix and watch Zoolander. It's hilarious. Isn't and Ben then Stiller you're gonna have to see. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. After this.
Okay. So now that Levi has plans for later. and the next team is the Cleveland Barons, if I'm saying that right.
Dad, no clue. I'm no clue. Guess, like, brown and red.
You got red. You said the two other colors before.
White.
Yeah, and?
Black.
Yeah.
I would say you said brown.
That's so easy.
You said brown. You're thinking of Cleveland Browns.
I don't know where I got that. I just kind of like looked it up and I'm like, okay, I'll use this. These really should have been fact checked. I was tired.
No one actually knows these are the colors, guys.
Yeah, exactly. We're so guessing. You should probably look it up for yourselves and then send it to me in an email. It can be a strongly worded email too if I offended you about your team that you like at all.
Yeah, there's probably somebody that goes here that's from Cleveland. Hey, said it wrong. Or like,
I'm sorry.
Guys, let's be real. We only care about the Pens.
Yeah.
Come on, yeah.
I don't know. I don't even really watch them. I do if they're on. But, like, my dad, whenever they're, like, playing, you know, like, the season, he's always like, I'm not going to watch them because I'm not going to, like, the championship or anything.
I only watch the Penguins.
We've been doing pretty good this year.
I watch the Penguins play. Like, if it's on or somebody invites me, like, hey, you watching the Pens game? I'm like, oh, no. Oh, you want to come? Oh, yeah, sure. Because, you know, people.
Because Levi gets invited places.
Yep.
I like going to games more than I like watching it on the TV.
Yeah, I like going to them because it's so cool. Except the buzzer, like, is so loud. I can't handle it. I, like, cover my ears.
But, yeah, I remember watching the Penguins during the Stanley Cup Finals against the Red Wings. I remember watching that in a bar. People were going crazy once we won. I was like, oh.
Why were you in a bar?
Well, when
not a bar, but like a little, you know.
Like a little restaurant thing that has a bar. Yeah.
When our men's hockey team played. Sorry, Levi.
Oh, you're good.
It's okay. You'll go ahead. The guest is always right.
When our men's team went down for Three Rivers Classic, Ice Crew went down too. And like we stayed in the Ice Crew locker rooms. And they literally didn't care what we did. We walked around everywhere. Like I found the players' locker rooms, and I tried to get in, but obviously it's locked, and there's a code on it, so we couldn't get in there, but I've been down there. It's crazy. There's so much down there. They have photos everywhere and, like, all kinds of different memorabilia from way back when. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Levi, next team.
So the next team is the Florida Panthers. The Florida Panthers.
My friend just got a job down there, so I'm going to say, pretty sure it's black. Black and white, maybe? Black and red? Black and orange?
Oh, you got one of those
you
colors.
You got red.
Red and white. And
what's like, okay, it's not white, but it's like
cream?
This color.
Gold?
Yeah. I was pointing to the mic, by the way. Oh, and
sorry, Dotson. I should have known that one.
You said one of these other colors before.
Brown.
Mm-mm.
Black.
No. Then other
white?
Color. No, the other color that starts with a B.
Blue.
Yeah. And then yellow.
Blue and yellow.
Yeah, it's gold, yellow, blue, and red.
Wait, gold and yellow.
Yeah.
No, I think it's like because there was a different, like, there's a little bit of a difference in the uniform.
Yeah.
Like, there's like that gold that stands out.
Yeah.
And then there's that, like, yellow that, like, kind of highlights it. I don't know. I probably should have looked at this a little bit better, guys.
It's like the Steelers. I don't know too much about the Penguins' old uniforms, but or no, it's Pitt. My bad. I'm sorry. It was Pitt.
Levi has no clue. Yeah, seriously.
No.
He never does.
Pitt's, you know how Pitt's colors are like tan and blue?
Yeah, like that's kind of what it is. Yeah. It's like a little bit of a differentiation. Differentiation. I don't know what I'm saying. All right.
And so
in the next one is the OMU hockey team. Colors.
Oh, goodness, this is a hard guys. One. Yeah, I have absolutely no clue. Is it like pink, maybe?
Yeah, just it kidding. Is.
Navy, if you want to call it navy. Yeah. Red and white.
Good job. Proud of you. I'm actually wearing like a red pullover.
I'm not really sporting OMU right now. I don't have enough in OMU.
He has stripes on, guys.
I always wear like my coaching jackets and I'll go out public places and I'll be like, oh, here you go, Lauren. And I'm like, how do you know my name? They're like, it's on your shirt. And I'm like, oh,
that makes a lot more sense.
Too often.
The, like the sports teams here at OMU, some of them have their names on the back of their jackets.
Yeah.
I would love that.
And, like, they're, like, they usually have their last name, but sometimes they have first and last or just, you know, one or the other. And that's what they get referred to as sometimes. Like,
yeah, it's so weird. I'm just like, how do you know my name? Like, have we met before?
I was going to say I don't have one, but, yeah, I've seen it. But with that.
So, we're cutting off Levi, and he's going to the Yik Yaks of the week. The best Yik Yaks of the week so far.
So, the first one, the best, I can't speak. The first Yik Yak of the week is... Don't let this clear sidewalk fool you. I slipped twice. Be safe, Colonials.
That would be me.
I love how they send out their, like, inclement weather warnings, but they don't cancel classes.
Yeah, I got a call this morning in a voicemail. I was so irritated because, like, I woke up at 9, and I was, like, so tired. And I was like,
I didn't get any notifications for that.
Oh, I did. Because I was like, oh, wait, who called me? You know, I mean,
I
was,
nothing.
Like, worried and whatever. Okay, so the next one is, it seems weird that we are all colonials but don't have President's Day off. That's so true.
Yeah, I mean, we're based pretty much off of the Declaration, well, Robert Morris, obviously, signed our Declaration of Independence, financer, and I think the Articles of Confederation, it's another document that he signed, but it is weird how we don't have President's Day off, and like, our school is American Revolution like theme.
Good job, Levi. Yeah.
We need to be more patriotic.
Yeah, really. I would have loved to have, what was it, Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have loved to have that off.
That would have been nice.
People, it was on Yik Yak, actually. They were, it's called coding, and they were changing the page, and then they posted on Yik Yak in a picture, like, guys, no school tomorrow, and it said, stop trolling. Like, someone in the comments said, stop trolling us, because there was really school, but they just edited out using HTML. It was pretty funny.
Our next break isn't until spring break, right? We don't have any 3-day weekends coming up, do we?
Not at all. When is it? Isn't it in March?
I think it's like the 4th through the 13th or something.
Yeah, it's
like
the first week.
Of March?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do. My bad. I'm thinking.
We get out April 30th.
That's not bad at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I was thinking that I'm still in high school or something. I'm thinking like spring break.
You are, Levi.
Yeah, totally. I'm a senior again.
Levi's going to you guys the last Yik Yak of the week.
And I'll explain why this yak is just this yak. But
this yak is this yak. Okay.
No, because, okay, I'll say
just say it, Levi.
So this yak is, I hate Washington. The reason why people hate Washington, like this past week, they had the fire alarm go off about 6 different times, sometimes in the same day. And I actually saw it on some people's Snapchats. They were just walking, it was like the death of me. And like, their faces are just, they're just dead. Like,
wow, those good words, Levi.
Sure. but yeah, that's why that yak is up there.
You know, I'm living there next year, like next semester. Not next year, technically, but next semester, like next school year.
In a suite?
No, I'm just living with my friend.
Oh.
But yeah, we're staying on campus and we're living in Washington.
Oh, cool.
So I'm actually really excited about that. I have to pay my deposit still, but...
I think those are due March 16th.
Yeah, I still have time, though. That's in like a month.
School's like so expensive.
I know, it is. It's a little too expensive. All right, well, thank you for listening, and thank you, Lauren, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Levi.
And I'm Marla Linehan.
And I'm Lauren Baranski.
And this is Call 9 Radio. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. Money ain't a thing, club jumping like LeBron.